No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Hello, Ange.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I'm enjoying the sunshine, actually.
Yeah,
I've got to wear your summer clothes while you can. You know what's around the corner, don't you?
Winter.
Savour the day.
So what are we going to be looking at this morning?
Iodine, I thought.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Only because it's fresh off the cuff from me. I was at the AIMA conference yesterday. And I was driving and thinking, gosh, what am I going to talk about? Well, I know what's fresh in my mind, and that's iodine, because Rachel Arthur's in town at the moment, who's a fantastic speaker from Byron Bay. She's a naturopath, and she also talks about nutritional things and the latest research. And gee, she's a good speaker.
So what's the importance of iodine?
Iodine is, in previous times, we've been fine with it because we ate more seafood, and some people just get a bit fussy and say, oh, I want it fresh, or Dad's got to catch it. I tell you what, we got a new world, we buy fantastic fish, and there's no complaints, you know. Mm-hmm. So just get buying fish and support the industry, because you need the iodine. And also, like I say, the sardines again. But also, we used to clean our dairy, you know, milking sheds with iodine, and now they've switched it over and made it chlorine, which isn't a great idea because they're halogens, which are free radicals. But what happens is the iodine used to come through the dairy, and now it doesn't, you know.
Okay.
So it's really important for thyroid health and breast health, like avoiding breast cancer, lumpy breasts, like fibrocystic breast disease, and thyroid health. And gosh, there's just so much. Oh, I've got thyroid problems, you know, it just is left, right and centre,
yeah,
you know.
I
I've got antibodies.
Both my nanas have thyroid problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really
crazy.
Prevalent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thyroid, which offsets the antibodies and things forming, is iodine and selenium. So two Brazil nuts a day is the selenium gig from...
just two Brazil nuts.
Yeah, wow. Which is a nice snack, you know. And that comes from the Otago University study saying New Zealanders need it because we don't have it in our soils. So that's the selenium done. And iodine, the New Zealand Food Safety Authority say use iodised salt. Well, that's a synthetic form of iodine. But otherwise, use your seaweed. And on my website, I've got a recipe of hijiki salad, which is a Japanese seaweed salad. It's beautiful with corn and carrot in it. And, I eat fish about three times a week, you know, like particularly those lunches. Mm. But, we don't shy away from buying snapper, and this it's cheaper than red meat.
So what if you're somebody that just doesn't eat seafood?
Well, then you do have to go iodized salt and seaweed, and particularly vegans need to watch out for this. And what is the leading thing that was on the talk was, like, it's really important for leading into pregnancy. So if you're considering conceiving sometime this year, like they suggest 3 months prior to conception, you should be doing a preconceptive care.
Right.
And there's specific multivitamins for preconception and pregnancy and breastfeeding. And they all have iodine and selenium in the right amounts, and also all the B vitamins, so you're not going to mask a B12 deficiency and things like that. And then that makes for healthier babies, healthier birth weight, and the babies won't have hypothyroidism because of the lack of iodine. And also, quite often in a pregnancy, a woman can come unstable with her thyroid, you know, and get Graves or Hashimoto's. So,
right. Because what is the role
about the iodine?
What is the role of the thyroid? I've never really specifically known what it does within your body.
It's like the metabolic clock. It sort of speeds things up or slows things down. So if it's overactive, you've got bulging eyes and an appetite,
that's
and you're losing weight and you're sweating,
my nana
and you've got a heart rate that's going at about 120. And then if you're underactive, you're constipated, cold, the outer third of your eyebrows falls out.
That's what my other nana has. One of my nanas has overactive. One of them has underactive.
They should swap notes or something. Yeah, so that's an interesting one, you know, like as far as it affects a lot of people.
Does it affect women more than men? Is there any like gender?
There is more women than men. Not that one, you're right. And often it's in the fifth and sixth decade, but it's particularly around pregnancy. It can come unhinged as well.
Right, so can pregnancy kind of...
Yes.
Make it occur.
Yeah, preconception and just afterwards. But during the pregnancy, it has this anti-inflammatory effect. So it doesn't sort of ramp up then. But then the baby is still getting not enough iodine. So
right.
It is a thing. And you'll notice, you know, chemists will give you the folic acid and the iodine. But personally, I like to do it as part of a multi, like a practitioner range, pregnancy multi, and then that's got all your Bs and a bit of zinc and, you know, a few other little factors that are worth putting in.
So you can go to the pharmacy or to you and get some iodine supplements if people are wanting them?
But do it as part of a multi, I think.
Right.
Know, and eat iodine foods, like from the seaweed.
Okay. Are there any other ways that you can get iodine other than seaweed?
Just well, now that the dairy board don't, you know, they don't wash their things with iodine, it's harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, not really. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's interesting. I mean, I thought when I trained, oh gosh, I'll come back to New Zealand, there won't be any nutrient deficiencies because, you know, we've all got good diets and things like that. But it does occur, you know, because you suddenly realise, oh no, those people don't eat fish and they don't eat seaweed and they, you know, and it does trickle through. And we could rely on the dairy previously, but now we are really reliant on seafood and seaweed. Yeah.
Cool.
So that's the little trace element. And it is a trace element, so don't go and heavy-handed. Some people have gone into thyrotoxicosis by using Lugol's iodine, and
really?
I've heard of a few cases like that where people have gone above and beyond. So no, you just have small trace elements of it, like micrograms.
Wow.
But don't worry about that, just get the multi and it's all in the right dose anyway for you.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Cool.
Yes.
Well, we don't have any texts in this morning, Ange.
Well, it's too healthy for today, are they? Just because the sun's out.
But if we do get anything, we will send it on through to you. And if anybody does want to get directly in contact with you,
info@naturalange.com. We can just go to naturalange on the website and there's a contact us button.
Brilliant.
And what was I going to say? You know, with the change of season, just watch out. Just take enough layers. And if you do get sick or can't get past it, there's things on the website that you can buy.
There are a lot of people getting colds at the moment, I have noticed.
Oh, yeah. No, another wave coming through. Well, there's cold decongestant and there's immune booster on the website. So
cool.
Help yourselves.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Ange.
Thank you. See you next... No, not see you next week. See you
in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Cool.
Happy Easter.
Thank you.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.